Ned, prithee come out of that fat room and lend me thy hand to laugh a little.
Where hast been, Hal?
With 3 or 4 loggerheads amongst 3 or 4 score hogsheads. I have sounded the very bass string of humility. Sirrah, I am sworn brother to a leash of drawers and can call them all by their Christian names as Tom, Dick and Francis. They take it already upon their salvation. Though I be but Prince of Wales, yet I am the King of Courtesy. And tell me flatly, I am no proud jack like Falstaff, but a Corinthian, a lad of mettle, a good boy, by the Lord, so they call me. And when I am King of England, I shall command all the good lads in Eastcheap. They call drinking deep dying scarlet. And when you breathe in your watering, they cry, and bid you play it off. To conclude, I am so good a proficient in 1/4 hour that I can drink with any tinker in his own language during my life. Now, I tell thee, Ned, thou hast lost much honour that thou wert not with me in this action. But sweet Ned, to sweeten which name of Ned, I give thee this pennyworth of sugar, clapped even now into my hand by an underskinker, one that never spake other English in his life than 8 shillings and 6 pence, and you are welcome with this shrill addition, and on, sir. Score a pint of bastard and a half moon or so. But, Ned, to drive away the time till Falstaff come, I prithee, do thou stand in some by-room while I question my puny drawer to what end he gave me the sugar. And do thou never leave calling Francis, that his tale to me may be nothing but anon. Step aside, and I'll show thee a present.
Francis!
Thou art perfect.
Francis!
Anon, anon, sir. Look down into the polygon.
Come hither, Francis.
My lord.
How long hast thou to serve, Francis?
Forsooth, 5 years. And as much as to...
Francis!
Anon, anon, sir.
5 years? By a lady, a long lease for the clinking of pewter. But, Francis, darest thou be so valiant as to play the coward with thy indenture and show it a fair pair of heels and run from it?
Oh, lord, sir, I'll be sworn upon all the books in England I could find in my heart.
Francis!
Anon, sir!
How old art thou, Francis?
Oh, let me see. About Michaelmas next, I shall
Francis!
Be...
Francis!
Anon, sir! Pray stay a little, my lord.
Nay, but hark you, Francis, for the sugar thou gavest me, 'twas a pennyworth, was it not?
Oh, lord, I would it had been too.
I will give thee for it £1,000. Ask me when thou wilt, and thou shalt have it.
Francis!
Anon, anon!
Anon, Francis? No, Francis. But tomorrow, Francis, or Francis Thursday, or indeed, Francis, when thou wilt. But, Francis...
My lord?
Wilt thou rob this leathern jerkin, crystal button, knot-pated, agate ring, puke stocking, caddis garter, smooth tongue, Spanish pouch...
Oh, lord, sir, who do you mean?
Why, then, your brown bastard is your only drink. For look you, Francis, your white canvas doublet will sally. In Barbary, sir, it cannot come to so much.
What, sir?
Francis!
Away, you rogue! Dost thou not hear them call?
Francis!
Francis!
Francis! Francis! What? Stand thou still and hear such a calling? Look to the guests within.
My lord, old Sir John with 6 more are at the door. Shall I let them in?
Let them alone a while and then open the door. In a point!
Another answer!
Now, Sirrah, Falstaff and the rest of the thieves are at the door. Shall we be merry?
Well, as merry as crickets, my lad.
But hark ye, what cunning match have you made with this jest of the drawer? Come on, what's the issue?
I am now, of all humours that have showed themselves humour since the old days of good man Adam, to the pupil age of this present 12 o'clock at midnight. Oh. What's the clock, Francis?
Anon, anon, sir.
That ever this fellow should have fewer words than a parrot, and yet the son of a woman. That his industry is upstairs and downstairs. His eloquence the parcel of a reckoning. I am not yet of Percy's mind, the Hotspur of the North. He that kills me some 6 or 7 of Scots at a breakfast, washes his hands and says to his wife, fie upon this quiet life, I want work. Oh, my sweet Harry, says she, how many hast thou killed today? Give me roan horse a drench, says he, and answers, some 14 an hour after. A trifle, a trifle. I prithee, call in Falstaff. I'll play Percy, and that damned brawn shall play Dame Mortimer, his wife. Revo, says the drunkard. Call in ribs, call in tallow.
Welcome, Jack, where hast thou been?
Pay them all, cowards, I say, and a vengeance too. Marry and amen. Give me a cup of sack, boy. Ere I lead this life long, I'll sew nether stocks and mend them and foot them too. A plague of all cowards. Give me a cup of sack, rogue. Is there no virtue extant?
Didst thou never see Titan kiss a dish of butter? Pitiful-hearted Titan, that melted at the sweet tail of the suns. If thou didst, then behold that compound.
You rogue, here's lime in the sack too. There is nothing but roguery to be found in villainous man. Yet a coward is worse than a cup of sack with lime in it. A villainous coward. Go thy ways, old Jack. Die when thou wilt. If manhood, good manhood, be not forgot upon the face of the earth, then am I a shotten herring. There lives not three good men unhanged in England, and one of them is fat and grows old. God help the while. A bad world, I say. I would I were a weaver. I could sing psalms or anything. A plague of all cowards, I say, still.
How now, Woolsack? What mutter you?
A king's son. If I do not beat thee out of thy kingdom with a dagger of lath and drive all thy subjects before thee like a flock of wild geese, I'll never wear hair on my face more. You, Prince of Wales.
Why, you horse and round man, what's the matter?
Are not you a coward? Answer me to that, and poins there.
Zounds, you fat porter, you call me coward, by the Lord, I'll stab thee.
I call thee coward, I'll see thee damned ere I call thee coward, but I wouldst give £1,000 I could run as fast as thou canst. You are straight enough in the shoulders, you care not who sees your back. Call you that backing of your friends? A plague upon such backing. Give me them that will face me. Give me a cup of sack. Ooh, I'm a rogue if I drunk today.
Oh, villain! Thy lips are scarce white since thou drank'st last.
All is one for that. A plague of all cowards, still, say I.
What's the matter?
What's the matter? There be four of us here who ten £1,000 this day morning.
Where is it, Jack? Where is it?
Where is it? Taken from us, it is. £100 upon poor four of us.
What, £100, man?
I'm a rogue if I were not at half sword with 12 of them 2 hours together. I've escaped by miracle. I'm 8 times thrust through the doublet, 4 through the hose. My buckler cut through and through. My sword hacked like a handsaw. Ecce signum. I never dealt better since I was a man. All would not do. A plague of old cowards. Let them speak. If they speak more or less than truth, they're villains and the sons of darkness.
Speak, sirs. How was it?
We four set upon some dozen.
16 at least, my lord.
And bound them. No, they were not bound.
You rogue, they were bound, every man of them, or I'm a Jew else, an Hebrew Jew.
And as we were sharing, some 6 or 7 freshmen set upon us.
And unbound the rest, and then come in the other.
What, fought you with them all?
All? I know not what you call all, but if I fought not with 50 of them, I'm a bunch of radish. If there were not 2 or 3 and 50 upon poor old Jack, then am I no two-legged creature.
Pray God you have not murdered some of them.
Nay, that's past praying for. I have peppered 2 of them. 2 I'm sure I've paid. 2 rogues in buckram suits. I tell thee what, Hal, if I tell thee a lie, spit in my face, call me hoarse. Thou knowest my old ward. Here I lay, and thus I bore my point. 4 rogues in buckram let drive at me.
What, 4? Thou saidst but 2 even now.
4, Hal, I tell thee 4.
Aye, he said 4.
These 4 came all affront and mainly thrust at me. I made me no more ado, but took all their 7 points in my target thus.
But 7? Why, they were before even now.
In buckram.
Aye, 4 in buckram suits.
7 by these hilts, or I'm a villain else.
Prithee, let him alone. We shall have more anon.
Dost thou hear me, Hal?
Aye, and mark thee too, Jack.
Do so, for it is worth the listening to. These 9 in buckram that I told thee of.
So 2 more already?
Their points being broken.
Down fell the hose.
They began to give me ground. But I followed me close, came in foot and hand, and with a thought, 7 of the 11 I paid.
Oh, monstrous! 11 buckram men grown out of 2.
But as the devil would have it,
Three misbegotten knaves in Kendall Green came at my back and let drive at me, for it was so dark, Hal, that thou couldst not see thy hand.
These lies are like their father that begets them, gross as a mountain, open, palpable. Why, thou clay-brained guts, thou knotty-pated fool, thou hoarse and obscene, greasy tallow-catch.
What, art thou mad? Art thou mad? Is not the truth the truth?
Why, how couldst thou know these men in Kendall Green when it was so dark thou couldst not see thy hand? Come, tell us your reason. What sayest thou to this?
Come, your reason, Jack.
Your reason.
What? Upon compulsion? Zounds, and are at the Strappado or all the racks in the world, I would not tell you on compulsion. Give you a reason on compulsion? If reasons were as plentiful as blackberries, I would give no man a reason upon compulsion.
I'll be no longer guilty of this sin. This sanguine coward, this bed-presser, this horseback-breaker, this huge hill of flesh.
Blood, you starveling, you eel-skin, you dried neat's tongue, you bull's prison, you stockfish, all for breath to utter what is like thee. You tailor's yard, you sheath, you bulkets, you vile standing tuck.
Well, breathe a while, and then to it again. And when thou hast tired thyself in base comparisons, hear me speak but this.
Mark, Jack.
We two saw you four set on four, and bound them, and were masters of their wealth. Mark now how a plain tale shall put you down. Then did we two set on you four, and with a word outfaced you from your prize and have it. Yea, and could show it you here in the house. And Falstaff, you carried your guts away as nimbly, with as quick dexterity, and roared for mercy, and still run and roared as ever I heard a bull calf. What a slave art thou to hack thy sword, as thou hast done, and then say it was in fight. What trick, what device, what starting hole canst thou now find out to hide thee from this open and apparent shame?
Come, let's hear, Jack. What trick hast thou now?
By the Lord, I knew ye as well as he that made you. Why, hear you, my master. Was it for me to kill the heir apparent? Should I turn upon the true prince? Why, thou knowest I am as valiant as Hercules. But beware, instinct. The lion will not touch the true prince. Instinct is a great matter. I was now a coward on instinct. I shall think the better of myself and thee during my life, I for a valiant lion and thou for a true prince. But by the Lord, lads, I'm glad you have the money. Hostess, clap to the doors. Watch tonight, pray tomorrow. Gallants, lads, boys, hearts of gold. All the titles of good fellowship come to you. What, shall we be merry? Shall we have a play extempore?
Content. And the argument shall be thy running away.
No more of that, Hal.
Oh, Jesus, my lord, the prince!
How now, my lady the hostess? What sayest thou to me?
Marry, my lord, there's a nobleman of the court at door would speak with you. He says he comes from your father.
Give him as much as will make him a royal man and send him back again to my mother.
What manner of man is he?
An old man.
What doth gravity out of his bed at midnight? Shall I give him his answer?
Prithee, do, Jack.
Faith, and I'll send him a packing.
Now, sirs, by a lady, you fought fair. So did you, Peter. So did you, Bardolph. You are lions, too. You ran away upon instinct. You will not touch the true prince, no fie.
Faith, I ran when I saw others run.
Tell me now, in earnest, how came Falstaff's sword so hacked?
Why, he hacked it with his dagger and said he would swear truth out of England, but he would make you believe it was done in fight and persuaded us to do the like.
Yeah, and to tickle our noses with speargrass to make them bleed, and then to beslubber our garments with it and swear it was the blood of true men. I did that I did not this 7 year before. I blush to hear these monstrous devices.
Oh, villain, thou stolest a cup of sack 18 years ago, and wert taken with the manor, and ever since thou hast blushed extempore. Thou hadst fire and sword on thy side, and yet thou ranst away. What instinct hadst thou for it?
My lord, Do you see these meteors? Do you behold these exhalations?
I do.
What think you they portend?
Hot livers and cold purses.
Choler, my lord. If rightly taken.
No, if rightly taken, halter. Here comes Lean Jack. Here comes Barebone. How now, my sweet creature of bombast? How long is to go, Jack, since thou sawest thine own knee?
My own knee? When I was about thy years, Hal, I was not an eagle's talent in the waist. I could have crept into any alderman's thumb ring. Oh. Ah, plague of sighing and grief. It blows a man up like a bladder. There's villainous news abroad. Here was Sir John Bracy from your father. You must to the court of the morning. That same mad fella of the north, Percy, and he of Wales, that gave Amamon the bastinado and made Lucifer cuckold and swore the devil his true liegeman upon the cross of a Welsh hook. What a plague do you call him?
Owen Glendower.
Owen, the same, yeah. And his son-in-law, Mortimer, and old Northumberland, and that sprightly Scot of Scots, Douglas, that runs a horseback up a hill perpendicular.
He that rides at high speed and with his pistol kills a sparrow flying.
You have hit him.
Well, so did he never, the sparrow.
Yes, well, that rascal hath good mettle in him, and he will not run.
Why, what a rascal art thou, then, to praise him so for running?
A horseback! Back, you cuckoo. But a foot he will not budge. A foot?
Yes, Jack. Upon instinct.
I grant you, upon instinct. Well, he is there too. And one more deck and 1,000 blue caps more. Worcester is stolen away tonight. Thy father's beard is turned white with the news. You may buy land now as cheap as stinking mackerel.
Why, then, it is like, if there come a hot June and this civil buffeting hold, we shall buy maidenheads as they buy hobnails, by the hundreds.
Oh, by the mass, lad, thou sayest true. It's like we shall have good trading that way. But tell me, Hal, art not thou horrible afeard? Thou being heir apparent, could the world pick thee out 3 such enemies again as that fiend Douglas, that spirit Percy, and that devil Glendower? Art thou not horribly afraid? Doth not thy blood thrill at it?
Not a whit of faith. I lack some of thy instinct.
Ha, ha, ha. Well, thou wilt be horribly chid tomorrow when thou comest to thy father. If thou love me, practice an answer.
Do thou stand for my father and examine me upon the particulars of my life.
Shall I? Yeah. Oh, content. This chair shall be my state, this dagger my scepter, and this cushion my crown.
Thy state is taken for a joined stool, thy golden scepter for a leaden dagger, and thy precious rich crown for a pitiful bald crown.
Well, and the fire of grace be not quite out of thee, now shalt thou be moved. Give me a cup of sack to make my eyes look red, that it may be thought I've wept. For I must speak in passion, and I will do it in King Cambyses' name.
Well, here is my leg.
And here is my speech. Stand aside, nobility.
Oh, jeez, you. This is excellent sporting, man.
Weep not, sweet queen, for trickling tears are they.
Oh, the father, how he holds his countenance.
For God's sake, lords, convey my trustful queen, for tears do stop the floodgates of her eyes.
Jeez, you. He doth it as light one of these harlotry players as ever I see.
Peace, good pint pot. Peace, good tickle brain. Harry. I do not only marvel where thou spendest thy time, but also how thou art accompanied. For though the chamomile, the more it is trodden on, the faster it grows, yet youth, the more it is wasted, the sooner it wears. No. That thou art my son, I have partly thy mother's word, partly my own opinion, but chiefly a villainous trick of thine eye and a foolish hanging of thy nether lip that doth warrant me. If then thou be son to me, here lies the point. Why, being son to me, art thou so pointed at? Shall the blessed son of heaven prove a mitcher and eat blackberries? A question not to be asked. No. Shall the son of England prove a thief and take purses? No. a question to be asked. There is a thing, Harry, which thou hast often heard of, and it is known to many in our land by the name of pitch. This pitch, as ancient writers do report, doth defile. So doth the company thou keepest. For Harry, now I do not speak to thee in drink, but in tears. Not in pleasure, but in passion. Not in words only, but in woes also. And yet there is a virtuous man whom I've often noted in thy company, but I know not his name.
What manner of man, an it like your majesty?
A goodly, portly man, if faith, and a corpulent. Of a cheerful look, a pleasing eye, and a most noble carriage. And as I think his age, some 50. Oh, by you, lady, inclining to 80. And now I remember me, his name is Falstaff. If that man should be lewdly given, he deceiveth me. For, Harry, I see virtue in his looks. If then the tree may be known by the fruit as the fruit by the tree, then peremptorily I speak it. There is virtue in that, Falstaff. Him keep with. The rest banish. Oh. And tell me now, thou naughty varlet, tell me where hast thou been this month?
Dost thou speak like a king? Do thou stand for me, and I'll play my father.
Depose me. If thou dost it half so gravely, so majestically, both in word and matter, hang me up by the heels for a rabbit sucker or a poulter's hare.
Well, here I am set.
And here I stand. Judge, my masters.
Now, Harry, whence come you?
My noble lord, from Eastcheek.
The complaints I hear of thee are grievous.
Blood, my lord, they are false. Nay, I'll ticken ye for a young prince of faith.
Swearest thou, ungracious boy, henceforth ne'er look on me. Thou art violently carried away from grace. There is a devil haunts thee in the likeness of an old fat man. A ton of man is thy companion. Why dost thou converse with that trunk of humours, that bolting hutch of beastliness, that swollen parcel of dropsies, that huge bombard of sack, that stuffed cloak bag of guts, that roasted manning tree ox with the pudding in his belly, that reverend vice, that grey iniquity, that father ruffian, that vanity in years? Wherein is he good but to taste sack and drink it? Wherein neat and cleanly but to carve a capon and eat it? Wherein cunning but in craft? Wherein crafty but in villainy? Wherein villainous but in all things? Wherein worthy but in nothing?
I would your grace would take me with you. Who means your grace?
That villainous, abominable misleader of youth, Falstaff, that old white-bearded Satan.
My lord, the man I know.
I know thou dost.
But to say I know more harm in him than in myself were to say more than I know. That he is old, the more the pity, his white hairs do witness it. But that he is, saving your reverence, a whoremaster, that I utterly deny. If sack and sugar be a fault, God help the wicked. If to be old and merry be a sin, then many an old host that I know is damned. If to be fat be to be hated, then Pharaoh's lean kine are to be loved. No, my good lord. Banish Peto, banish Bardolph, banish Poins. But for sweet Jack Falstaff, kind Jack Falstaff, true Jack Falstaff, valiant Jack Falstaff, and therefore more valiant, being as he is, old Jack Falstaff, banish not him, thy Harry's company. Banish not him, thy Harry's company. Banish plump Jack, and banish all the world.
I do. I will.
Oh, my lord, my lord! The sheriff with the most monstrous watchers at the door!
Out, you rogue! Play out the play! I've much to say in the behalf of that Falstaff.
Oh, Jesus, my lord, my lord!
Hey, hey, the devil rides upon a fiddlestick. What's the matter?
The sheriff and all the watchers at the door! They come to search the house. Shall I let them in?
Dost thou hear, Hal? Never call a true piece of gold a counterfeit. Thou art essentially mad without seeming so.
And thou a natural coward without instinct.
I deny your major. If you will deny the sheriff, so. If not, let him enter. If I become not a cart as well as another man, a plague on my bringing up. I hope I shall as soon be strangled with a halter as another.
Go hide thee behind the arras. The rest walk up above. Now, my masters, for a true face and good conscience.
Both, which I have had. But their date is out, and therefore I'll hide me.
Call in the sheriff. Now, Master Sheriff, what is your will with me?
First, pardon me, my lord. A hue and cry hath followed certain men unto this house.
What men?
One of them is well known, my gracious lord. A gross, fat man.
As fat as butter?
The man, I do assure you, is not here, for I myself at this time have employed him. And, Sheriff, I will engage my word to thee that I will by tomorrow dinner time send him to answer thee or any man for anything he shall be charged withal. And so let me entreat you leave the house.
I will, my lord. There are two gentlemen have in this robbery lost 300 marks.
It may be so. If he have robbed these men, he shall be answerable, and so farewell.
Good night, my noble lord.
I think it is good morrow, is it not?
Indeed, my lord. I think it be 2 o'clock.
Oh, this oily rascal is known as well as Paul's. Go call him forth.
Falstaff! Fast asleep behind the arras and snorting like a horse.
Hark how hard he fetches breath. Search his pockets. What hast thou found?
Nothing but papers, my lord.
Let's see what they be. Read them.
Item, a capon, 2 shillings and 2 pence. Item, sauce, 4 pence. Item, sack, 2 gallons, 5 shillings and 8 pence. Item, anchovies and sack after supper, 2 shillings and 6 pence. Item, bread.
Oh, oh, monstrous. But 1/2 penny worth of bread to this intolerable deal of sack. What there is else, keep close. We'll read it at more advantage. Oh, there, let him sleep till day. I'll to the court in the morning. We must all to the wars, and thy place shall be honourable. I'll procure this fat rogue a charge of foot, and I know his death will be a march of 12 score. The money shall be paid back again with advantage. Be with me betimes in the morning, and so good morrow, Peter.
Good morrow, good my lord.